Some old paperback books of Louis L'Amour. She says, honey, don't worry about judgment day. All these people going to heaven, they're just in our way. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lean. Crosses a bridge and sets it on fire. Lands like a bird on a telephone wire. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lean.
This has been an hour of Highway 322 here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Jack's coming in next. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for at least an hour of recorded ragtime and probably a little more tonight because we're probably going to run over at the end of the show, and I hope you'll stick around for some extra music tonight. Tonight we are celebrating a very important milestone, a very important birthday. The man who is probably considered by many, arguably, I guess, as the best ragtime pianist on the planet today, is celebrating his 60th birthday today. I'm speaking of Morten Gunnar Larsen, a Norwegian pianist who was born on October 1st, 1955. Specialized over the years in ragtime, stride piano, and early jazz. And so a big happy birthday to Morten. Regular listeners will recognize that name immediately because we draw on Morten for a lot of our recordings that we play. And we're going to be drawing on Morten and his orchestra, the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra, for our whole show tonight. Well, let's just start off with a bit of music and then we'll get into a bit of biographical information on Morten. But here from his very first solo record, recorded back in 1975, called Classic Rags and Stomps, for which he was awarded a Norwegian Grammy, is Classic Rag from 1909 by James Scott. Here is Morten Gunnar Larsen and Great Scott Rag. Morten Larsen has brought us The Great Scott Rag by James Scott from 1909. That's off his very first LP back in 1975. He followed that up with another LP recorded in 1978 called Don't You Leave Me Here. And from that, we're going to play Jelly Roll Morton tune. The title is actually a Jelly Roll Morton tune, Don't You Leave Me Here. But this one is a little better known. It's from 1923, called King Porter Stomp. And certainly Morton has the chops to play Morton. Whoa.
Thank you.
Morton Larson and King Porter Stomp by Jelly Roll Morton from 1923. Well, Morton Larson graduated from the Norwegian Music Academy as a classical pianist. And he still does some of that, but mostly he does ragtime, stride piano, and early jazz. He spent quite a bit of time in New Orleans, soaking up the music there and studying the various performers there and sort of trying to develop his style. And one of the people that he met in New Orleans was the great contemporary ragtime composer David Thomas Roberts, whom we play a lot of music by David Roberts on this program. So it should be a familiar name. Anyway, there's kind of an interesting story that was related to me by David some years ago. David was performing down there at a small nightclub, I guess, and Morton Larson came in and started listening, and so at the intermission he walked up and introduced himself, said he was interested in that kind of music, and David, in his innocence, said, do you play piano? And Morton said, I play a little, which could have been one of the best understatements ever. But Morton has taken up David's cause, and he's become quite the purveyor of David Roberts' music. He's one of the few pianists that Roberts will trust to play his music and play it the way it should be played. So let's listen to this one by David Roberts from 1979, probably his best-known piece. This is from an early LP from 1981 that Morton Larson made called Morton Gunnar Larson Plays Roberto Clemente, which is the piece that we're going to listen to right now. Thank you. Roberto Clemente by David Thomas Roberts. Probably David's best-known piece, and this particular version by Morten Gunnar Larsen is probably the most popular version. Well, let's see here. In 1983, I should backtrack here a little, give you a little more background here. His work in Morten's work in New Orleans resulted in a tour of the United States with the production of the stage performance called One More Time. He toured from 1979 to 1981. The production was written by Vernel Banyeres, and his collaboration with Banyeres was continued in the production of another musical performance called Jelly Roll, The Man and the Music. This was played at the Oslo Jazz Festival in 1990 and had 11 successive months in an off-Broadway production from 1994-95 and was ultimately released on a CD. He was rewarded with an Obie Award in 1995 for his work for the genre and his skills as a solo pianist. In between all of that, he had time to release some more recordings. This was another LP called Echo of Spring. And so let us play the title tune, Echo of Spring by Willie the Lion Smith from 1935. Here is Morten Gunnar Larsen. Thank you. Echo of Spring, Willie the Lion Smith. That, of course, was Morten Larsen, whose birthday we are celebrating today, born October 1st, 1955. As I mentioned earlier, Morten is a great fan of David Thomas Roberts, and the feeling is mutual. So here is a Roberts piece from 1978 called Creole, spelled with a K, K-R-E-O-L-E, which is the name of a small town outside of Moss Point, Mississippi, where David was born. So here, let's listen to Creole. Wahoo! Creole! Morten Larsen's version. What a great tune that is. Well, moving on, now we come to an album that Larsen recorded in 1989. It's called Maple Leaf Rag, and he does play the Maple Leaf Rag on that, but he plays it as a stomp version, sort of like Jelly Roll Morton might have possibly played it. And it's become one of my personal favorites. So let's listen as Morten Gunnar Larsen plays the Maple Leaf Rag Stomp. Thank you. Well, that just keeps your foot tapping. Maple Leaf Rag Stomp, composed, of course, by Joplin originally, but arranged by Morton Larson. On that same CD, that turned out to be a CD, it never came out on LP, we have another piece by David Roberts. Quite a contrast to the last one we heard. This one written in 1980, it's called For Kansas City. Thank you. A masterful performance of For Kansas City by David Thomas Roberts. That was Martin Gunnar Larson, of course. Pause for a quick announcement. The Tamir Hendelman Trio will be playing for the Peak View Jazz Group up in Greeley at the Greeley Country Club on Friday, October 16th. Concert from 8 to 10. There'll be a buffet from 6:30 to 8. If you want to get there a little early to get a good seat, you can also get a good meal. So that's Tamir Hendelman on piano with Alex Frank on bass and Dean Koba on drums. The Tamir Hendelman Trio, Friday, October 16th, Greeley Country Club. And for reservations, 970-353-2267. All right, back now. Morton has written just a scant few pieces. His forte is performance. And while he's very capable of writing music, he just hasn't done it. And so in 1991, probably of the three or four pieces that I know of that he's written, the best one came out in 1991 on a CD called Hot Jazz, Pop Jazz, and Ragtime. It's called the Olympia Rag, and the name comes from a streetcar that runs in Oslo, the Olympia streetcar. And so you'll hear the clanging of the streetcar bell as this piece opens up. Here's Morten Larsen. Thank you. Morten Larsen's own piece, The Olympia Rag. Let's move on now to perhaps his crowning achievement in the recording field. In 1999, he recorded an album for Decca of Europe called Fingerbreaker, featuring the music of Jelly Roll Morton, Scott Joplin, Willie the Lion Smith, James Scott, Ubi Blake, and Joseph Lamb. And so this had very wide distribution throughout Europe. All the others had been just released in Norway, except for one, but this one was released all over Europe and even into the United States, and so brought quite a bit of attention to Morton. And here is the title piece. Jelly Roll Morton wrote it in 1938. Here is Fingerbreaker. Makes your head spin. Fingerbreaker by Jelly Roll Morton. That was Morten Gunnar Larsen and Top Form. Well, back in 1977, Morton was responsible for inviting Ubi Blake to come to Norway and perform. And actually, he and Ubi performed on the same stage. They became fast friends, and that friendship lasted until Ubi's death. And Ubi Blake compositions play a strong part in Morten Larsen's repertoire. So here's a piece recorded on an album from 1997 called Ragtime and Rhapsody. Here from 1910, a Ubi Blake piece called Poor Katie Red. Thank you. from a live performance, Martin Larson and Poor Katie Red by Hubie Blake. Well, just this past year, 2014, Martin has released a new album. It's called Creole Connections, and it features the works of Ernesto Nazare plus quite a variety of other composers of Latin American type music. Gottschalk is on there, and Ernesto Lecuona, and others. So he's trying to introduce that music into Norway, and at the same time, we get to enjoy it here and around the world. So let's listen to Martin play one of Nazare's best-known pieces from 1910. Here is Odeon. Odeon by Ernesto Nazare from Brazil. That was Martin Larson from his Creole Connections CD. Well, back in 1977, the same year that he invited Hubie Blake to perform in Norway, he founded the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra in Norway, and they have toured all over the world. They're one of the finest ragtime orchestras that you will find anywhere. They play ragtime, cakewalks, early jazz, tangos, foxtrots, etc., all from the turn of the last century into the early 1940s, and even some modern-day compositions as well. So we'll turn our attention to Martin Larson's orchestra for the rest of what we'll listen to tonight. There will not be Swing Shift tonight at 9 o'clock. Dave Gloss was called out of town on very short notice, and so we don't have a Swing Shift program, but we'll be filling in with as much music as we can here from the Ophelia Orchestra, and maybe even a little more from Martin Larson. And then jazz, I think, will actually start a little earlier than scheduled tonight. So having said that, let's turn to the very first Ophelia Ragtime recording and play a piece by Ubi Blake, written in 1914. Here is the Chevy Chase. Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra, conducted by Morten Gunnar Larsen, whose birthday we're celebrating tonight. And the Chevy Chase by Ubi Blake from 1914. The time is exactly 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the web at kgnu.org. There will not be a swing shift show tonight. Dave Gloss was called out of town rather suddenly, and so we'll continue with some more music from Ragtime America and move on to more from the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra. Here is a tune, actually it's a medley of two tunes, from 1921, a Broadway stage performance by the very first all-black musical, written by Ubi Blake, with lyrics by Noble Sissel. The musical is called Shuffle Along, And here are two tunes from Shuffle Along mixed together. One is Bandana Days, and the other is I'm Just Wild About Harry. Bandana Days, and I'm Just Wild About Harry. UB Blake and Noble Sissel from 1921. All the arrangements for the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra are done by Morten Gunnar Larsen himself. In 2003, the orchestra, along with a full-voiced Norwegian choir, recorded an album of excerpts from Scott Joplin's opera Treemonisha. So let's pick a piece from there. The opera was written in 1911, or completed in 1911, and published then. So here is one called We're Going Around by